Major League Baseball's regular season ended last night, and postseason play begins on Wednesday. The American League pairings are set. The Los Angeles Angels take on Boston at Fenway Park, and the New York Yankees start at Cleveland. The National League is unsettled. Colorado and San Diego ended the season tied for the last available playoff spot, so tonight they will hold a one-game playoff to see who makes the playoffs. We do know the Philadelphia Phillies have made the postseason. They won their first National League East title in 14 years after they beat the Washington Nationals, and the New York Mets suffered a stunning loss to the Marlins. NPR's Mike Pesca was at Shea Stadium.
Despair is usually a cold and lonely emotion. But if you've ever wondered what it sounds like when 54,000 people feel it all at once, listen to this. Mets pitcher Tom Glavine will one day enter the Hall of Fame. You can be certain that his performance yesterday won't rate as a single flake of gold paint on his bust in Cooperstown. That groan you heard was caused by his bad fielding play, sandwiched in between a series of hanging curves and biteless sliders. Glavine gave up 7 first-inning runs. It would have been the worst inning of his entire career, but he recorded only 1 out, and it only counts as a third of an inning. With that, the Mets, considered the strongest team in the National League for most of the season, were out. Mets fans were displeased.
Please mend this broken heart. Somehow, come back!
Alas for Louis Zuniga, a comeback was not forthcoming.
Oh, man, I want to say you guys let me down because we've had a great season. We've been in first place the whole year besides the last day, you know? But you guys have been great. It's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking.
The Mets had a 7-game lead with 17 games left to play. No team has ever been up that much that late and lost. But even as the Mets sputtered, their season wasn't technically over. If the Philadelphia Phillies also lost, there would be a 1-game playoff between those two teams. Rick Potapchuk was plugged in.
I got a radio and a BlackBerry, and I'm watching them up on the board. I'm listening to the Jet game, I'm watching the Met game, and I'm listening to the Phillies game every now and then, so I got a lot of things going on here, yeah.
It didn't matter. The Phillies won. The Mets couldn't even qualify for the GED of postseason play, the wild card spot, reserved for the second best of the best. The Jets lost too, by the way, because the fates must have figured, hey, why not make it the most miserable sports day in Rich Potapchuk's life? After the game, Mets players and coaches demonstrated that there's no greater chasm in sport than the one between play on the field and words in the clubhouse. Here's outfielder Sean Green.
Disappointed would be, the understatement of the year.
Pitcher John Main.
I mean, look around. It's a lot of heads are down. It's disappointing.
Tom Glavine.
I'm not devastated. I'm disappointed, but devastation is for much greater things in life.
Yet again, the pitcher was a little out of sync with his manager, Willie Randolph.
We're devastated also. I mean, I'm feeling more for my players right now. Real Met fans understand we went out and played our hearts out for them this year.
Maybe the two Mets fans I passed on the way out of the stadium will think that way in time. But yesterday, their feelings were summed up when one turned to the other and said, "It makes you feel stupid for being happy for 6 months." Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.